Ford.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, unfortunately, a little mistake on our end. We're not going to be joined by Melvin Benziquin from Classic Restoration to do a little Resto Talk Hour. We'll get him on ASAP, but good news, we're going to be joined by Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. Mark is a certified ASE mechanic, and he can take your calls. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, as I often say, if it's not running, if it's running poorly, if it's giving you poor fuel economy, poor performance, not passing the state emissions in the locale that you're residing, if it's not running at all, if it's leaking some sort of fluid, if your mechanic has just told you you got to sell your house to fix your car, Mark can give you a free over-the-air diagnostic, and it's not going to cost you a thing. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Since I've been doing it here in recent weeks here, we'll throw another trivia question into the pile. We had two winners in a previous hour of the broadcast, so here we go for this hour of the show. We'll continue along the same themes. Who made the vehicle known as the B2000 way back when? Who made the B2000? Remember that vehicle, the B2000. Who made the B2000? 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number from across North America, or bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's find out what's been happening in the world of news and motorsports by checking in with our news editor, Jeff Bressler.
A quick look at racing news from across the U.S. The Indianapolis 500 will adopt the new shootout-style qualifying format this year, which includes the fastest nine drivers taking part in a 90-minute shootout qualifying session for the Indianapolis 500 pole on May the 22nd. Also out of Indianapolis, Paul Tracy will team with KV Racing Technology and sponsor Geico for a return to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the 500 this May. Casey Kane will join Hendrick Motorsports for the 2012 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series campaign as the driver of the number 5 Chevrolet. His plans for the 2011 season, though, still remain unknown. The USAC Coca-Cola Sprint Classic, that was postponed because of track conditions and wet weather, has been rescheduled for May 12th at the Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio, with some added incentive to attend. Track owner Tony Stewart will race in the UMP Modified class during the event. The National Hot Rod Association has announced it will return to Z-Max Dragway in Concord, North Carolina for the second annual NHRA 4-Wide Nationals in 2011. And with NASCAR's biggest show of the season, the 52nd Daytona 500, marred by two stoppage of plays lasting nearly 3 hours to repair a pothole between turns 1 and 2 during the race last February, track officials have decided it was in the best interest of the sport to repave the 2.5-mile track. The project marks just the second time in the track's 52-year history that Daytona is repaving the surface. The last full repave took place back in 1978. Asphalt will be used to cover the track surface, skid pads, apron, and pit road. Concrete will cover the pit stalls. Cost of the repave? Well, that's right around the $20 million mark. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great job as usual. Again, the trivia question, 800-259-9231. Whoever wins the prize by answering the question. Whoever answers the question is going to be put in the running for a big prize, is the way I should be saying this, from the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's right, and we're going to do that drawing very soon. In the past, Warren Tracy, the owner of the garage, has given away prizes worth $100 or more. So you might as well have your hat in the drawing, and you can simply win by telling us which car manufacturer brought us the B2000 back in the 70s. 800-259-9231. Right now, we go to the great state of Idaho, where this gentleman is standing by. He's a field reporter for the program. He's also a well-respected automotive journalist, has done a radio talk show over the years, heard on a number of stations in the Idaho area, and he helps me out on my Motor Trend show as well from time to time. He is our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. His name is Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, Bob. It's a pleasure to be with you this weekend. Going into summertime weather, aren't we?
We certainly are. That's right. The summertime is around the bend, and at least here in New England, it's we've been pretty lucky. I mean, we had some pretty nasty rains, but the snow, thankfully, has subsided, and things are beginning to pop spring-wise. How are things in Idaho?
Well, pretty good. We're done with winter, and the sun is out now, and everybody's now actually breaking out the cars. And I went to the first car show here this last weekend, AutoZone put on, and filled my little 38 Plymouth, the little bright yellow one that we have all over the websites, you know, and filled it out and did a show and shine and all that, and had a lot of fun. A lot of cars did come out, and, you know, it's the first one of the year, so you get a ton of cars and a lot of guys talking again, and gets the blood boiling, gets the oil flowing again, you know?
Absolutely. So tell our listeners a little bit more about that yellow Plymouth.
Well, it's a 38 Plymouth business coupe, little two-door, and it's a car that I found in a little bedroom community over here around Boise, Idaho, and the hogs. It was a hog farmer's car, and the doors were off of it, and the training was out, and no seat in it, and it was sitting in the mud, you know, and some other items there in the hog on the hog field. But, you know, I was doing a country drive basically that Sunday looking for cars, trucks, whatever, sitting out in the field. And I ran up against that one and knocked on his door and ended up, it was quite a job getting it out of the middle of the field, about 5 acres off the main asphalt road, you know. But we finally got it out of the mud and put it up the trailer and brought it home and did a lot of work to it, of course, over the years. And I've always used it. I call it my sign. You know, I've got Auto Talk on there and for the repair shop and the talk radio side. And of course, I'm very lucky that Pennzoil's used it for some sponsorship because I painted it bright yellow for their branding. And, the AutoZone's using it now a little bit in this area. And it's kind of nice to have something like that, you know, cause it sticks out like a sore thumb, bright yellow. And it's a fat fendered car. And one of my good friends, he used to be a service manager for me in my repair shop years ago. He actually ran into a little 37 Plymouth four-door sedan with suicide doors on it and traded a guy a Volkswagen Bug for it. And this car, Bob, is so pristine, it's unbelievable. He won actually a number one grand prize at the car show this last weekend and took home a lot of gifts. You know, he was very happy, but a very, really nice car. You know, that his tires were still in a paper wrap from 1937. They'd actually never put the tire, bought them new back then, but never put them on the car. And so he's got it back up and running stock and stuff, and you see cars like that, and there was a Lotus there and a couple of Ferraris and just, you know, a whole bunch of different brands, and that's what you get first part of the summer, you know, which is really neat. I have a love affair, I guess, for all kinds of metal, you know, and work on all the different brands. And so I got a little Cadillac in the shop here now. We're doing a coolant leak on it. And real fun project, yeehaw! Cadillac, you know, they're real. I've got a right hand wrist right now all swollen up from trying to get my hand into the area to get to the gasket that's leaking. You know that thing. But it's amazing how a little bitty antifreeze leak will cause a car to crash.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines 800-259-9231. Something wrong with your car? Give us a call.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
For the first time in its company's history, Porsche has entered the luxury sedan sports market with the all-new Panamera. Dr. Stefan Uch is director of product planning for Porsche.
It was really not that easy because with the big engine, the V8 4.8 liters twin turbo, we had to put the front axle through the oil pan. So therefore it was like a surgery at an open heart. So it has 500 horsepower. 568 foot-pound torque. The center console that goes through the whole interior, so you have four single seats, so each passenger has his own zone. The driver of the Panamera should feel like pilot in its cockpit.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World We have a real treat because Mark Evans is with us. He's our go-to guy when it comes to automotive repair, a certified mechanic, a true car guy with his own car collection. He can help you out. So if there's something wrong with your car, your wife's car, your friend's car, your son or daughter's car, your mother-in-law's car, if you've recently been to the repair shop and gotten the bad news, if there's something wrong, going to have to spend a lot of money and you would like to run it by one of the country's leading experts, he is here to help you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And also, if the car is not running at all, he can help you, or if it's just providing poor performance, he would love to help you out as well. We have a trivia question. Who made the B2000, a little teeny tiny car from the 1970s, 800-259-9231. Mark, as you mentioned, we're getting ready for the spring and summer months ahead. So what are some of the things that our listeners should be doing to their vehicles to get them ready to face the heat of the summer?
Yeah, that's the magic word. Bob, the heat, you know, the healthcare word has been in the news quite a bit here lately. And, you know, I've always actually been brought out in the open to my customers, what's the health of your car like? And as you pointed out, let's get it ready before the heat gets here, the summer heat. And the biggest and baddest thing is something that a lot of folks don't even think about is, you know, the overheating of the car. And it's a little bit too late when you're going up and overtowing that camper or those toys up over that mountain pass, and it's just popped a radiator hose, or we've got to find, you smell antifreeze, you know, you always get that, and your wife, girlfriend, whoever you have in the car, yeah, I do smell antifreeze, you know, and it, boom, you know. So one biggest thing that I've always recommended is, you can do it yourself. I mean, just use your nose and smell prior to taking off on a trip. Smell for antifreeze smell. And not only underneath the hood, pop the hood and smell for antifreeze, but the bad news that you'd ever want to smell antifreeze is in the back of the car, and that's coming out the exhaust pipe because you've got a blown head gasket. And I've got a couple of them here already with blown head gaskets, Bob, that we got to get fixed before we get into the summer. But radiator flush and heater core flush, at the same time, you do it yourself. You can just grab your hoses, your upper, lower radiator hoses, your heater hoses, right where they clamp. You can pick a regular screwdriver and go around and tighten up all your clamps yourself. At the same time, grab the rubber hose, see if it feels like soft putty. And it should be a real hard, firm rubber, not soft putty feeling. It's soft, you know, it's a good time to replace them. And, you know, the biggest thing, too, about a lot of people can do their hose replacements themselves. The one thing you got to be careful of is spilling antifreeze down. You don't want to spill antifreeze down storm drains and all that. So drain pans are pretty cheap. In fact, a little Auto Talk tip that I've always told a lot of my customers is if you want to clean up your driveways or if you want to do your own antifreeze replacement of hoses and you spill something, go down to your Salvation Army stores or your Goodwill stores, and they've got clothes that get donated, and you can, you know, ask them for a whole bag of Levi pants, Levi clothes, something like that, and that'll absorb free cloth to absorb those spills that you might have in your driveway, because you don't want that to stay around for pets, you know, dogs and cats to lick, because that's not good for them. So a couple things there. But, yeah, thermostat replacements, Bob, is a good thing to do. I recommend replacing thermostats on engines. That's what keeps the temperature correct at all times to 180, 190, and even 212 in cars. And the fuel injection systems work better if the temperature in that engine stays at that number that the thermostat is, 190, 212. And if it does not, then your engine, that back to the word health again, ends up like having a fever, like our body, and it will not run correctly. Runs too hot and or too cold. So thermostat replacements is something I do a lot of this time of year. Again, keeping that's the biggest part of going into summer. And another little hidden item on our cars and trucks, Bob, is the clutch fan.
Sure.
Out in front, you know, that's going to draw that air down back through that radiator. And another tip, truthfully, a lot of folks, you can grab your garden hose. Bob, you know, our engines are sucking. That clutch fan's sucking air in through that radiator at all times as you're driving. And it's sucking dirt, bugs. Great thing to do is to pick a regular old garden hose. with you don't want to spray too hard, but just take a put a little sprayer on the end of it. With the engine running, you can literally clean the radiator out yourself and spray garden hose water right through the radiator, and that'll clean. You won't believe the mud that you'll see coming out underneath that radiator support. And by doing that, you're basically cleaning all the core of the radiator. You're cleaning the airflow. The air will get through there a lot quicker and faster, and it costs you nothing to do, just a little bit of water and some time. And that's something I do every single year on my cars that I use to pull my trailers up and down the hills and all. And by doing that, too, some of our areas in the United States, there's some cities that are close to the oceans with salt, you know. And guess what, Bob? I've seen a lot of Subarus. Our radiators today are plastic tank, left and right, top to bottom tanks. They're plastic and they're aluminum. The core's aluminum, and salt water, salt air just kills them. So the good thing to do is just once you rinse that, get the dirt out of there, you're also rinsing all the salt off, and you won't be buying a radiator every 3 years.
So true.
Great things to do.
Absolutely. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico with a question for Mark. Hey there, Frank. How you doing?
Oh, enjoying the super show as always, Bob. I have a question for Mr. Expert here. My power antenna and my 87 Grand National, when the ignition is on, it just wants to go up and down, up and down. Where's the plug to disconnect that motor? Is it behind the glove box? Relay plug?
Yeah, is that power antenna in the right front fender?
Yes, sir.
It is? Okay. The best thing to do, you have to take the inner fender out, the inner splash shield fender, take that out, and you'll find the plug-in right inside there. And that's the best place to unplug it. I know it's going to be a little work to undo that inner fender well, but that's the best place to get it. You'll find when you pull the glove box out and you get all that torn apart, you'll find out that you'll see just a solid wire for the power antenna going through there. There's no plug-in right through there. It actually goes all the way over and goes into the back of the radiator, the radio. So
yeah.
I know that for us, it's a lot easier just undoing the inner fender well just enough that you can get your hand slinkied up in there and unplug it right there.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Hope that helps you out, Frank.
I hope so, too. Okay.
Thank you. Get that unplugged so you don't drain your battery down, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you so much. 800-259-9231. Or Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Who made the vehicle known as the B2000? When we come back on the other side, more calls for Mark Evans as we tap into his mechanical knowledge. The tools are out. This is Auto World.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? ErrantAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. ErrantAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit ErrantAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAQUA.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. ErrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by Mark Evans. He is a certified mechanic. He has his own shop, actually, in Idaho. Media person as well, field reporter for this show, as well as for Motor Trend Radio. And we're taking your calls at 800-259-9231. If there's something wrong with your car, you want a free expert's advice. Mark is the guy. You got your tools out there, Mark?
I do, Bob. I actually got this last week, had to buy quite a few new tools. You know, all these cars keep changing on it.
Wow.
That's okay, though. Yeah, buy the books to read and buy more tools and just keep learning, you know.
Definitely. Well, let's keep the calls going. Let's go to Dan in California. Dan, welcome to Auto World. How you doing, Dan?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing fine. You have a question for Mark?
I have a question, plus I have an answer.
Oh, great. On the trivia question, who made the B2000?
Datsun.
That's right. Before they were Nissan, they were Datsun. That's right. And
congratulations.
Yeah, it was. How about your favorite all-time car? And also
34 Ford.
Really?
Five-window coupe.
Wow. What do you think of that, Mark?
Oh, those are awesome. Dan, I love the 34 Ford. I've got a friend that's got a 34 Ford Vicky that's been street rotted.
Well, I cheated really because my grandfather gave me one, so.
Excellent.
And we put it all together. Anyways, and my question is, why does Ford call the Model T, the first car, and the second car, Model A? I don't remember this.
Well, that's an interesting question. I think it was just a marketing move on the point of the Ford Motor Company. I don't know why the original one was called the Model T. That's the big question. We're going to have to do a little bit of homework on that. Unless Mark, are you familiar with the answer?
I don't know. Dan, you stumped me. That's a great question. I don't know.
Well, between now and next week, we'll do some research. And if you're listening this hour next week, we promise we'll see if we can find out the answer for you.
I'll be listening, sir. And what a neat program you have.
Oh,
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, and we forgot to get Dan in the running for the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So, Dan, if you're listening, or if Matt, catch him before he goes away, call back Dan there in California. We want to get you in the official running for the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Mark, what's the single biggest mistake that folks make in not preparing their vehicles for the summer months ahead?
Well, you know, Bob, it gets right down to not only the summer, but year-round. The auto repair business is kind of like going to the dentist. Nobody wants to go. It hurts, you know? And I've always after 30-plus years of doing this, my clientele base, I've always told them, you know, let's set some little bit of money aside every single month. I don't care if it's $10 for auto repair, because you can dig into that kitty at any time. Just use that money to change oil, and the word just changing oil and saving a little bit of money. It when it comes time and that car does break down, you know, how many parts and pieces do we have in our cars that are all mechanically moving at all times, and they do wear out. And that's no doubt. We can't beat that fact, you know, Bob. We just, the cars, trucks, vans, lawnmowers, anything that is mechanical that we use is going to wear out.
I mean, sooner or later, it is definitely going to wear out, and sooner or later, you know, I always remember the old deal of, you know, no matter what you do, if you don't drive your car, it will wear out. If you drive the car too much, it will wear out. It's simply a matter of aging. No matter what you do, you honestly can't win.
You can, but the best way to win with it is that if you've already got a little bit of money saved up, you know, I've got customers that have those $300, $400, $500 a month payments going out on a newer car.
Yeah.
And when they roll in here to my shop and ask me, you know, they have a noise. And it's a squeaky fan belt, a serpentine belt, or they hear a squeal in the front, those front brakes that need to be done. Just simple little wear-out parts and pieces. And they never expected it because they bought that car new, and they're spending $350, $400, $500. Some people got some awesome cars at $700 a month for a payment, and they're awesome automobiles. But we still have batteries that will wear out after so many years, serpentine belts, front brakes. Of course, changing oil, air filters, fuel filters, PCV valves. That's all these things are just the health of our automobile, and just like our body. If we don't eat correctly, we will be sick.
So true.
You know, and so car business is the same thing. So in my life and my own cars, I say, well, Mark, how can you afford to have so many cars? Well, it's because I do a health plan on them, and I keep them up. I don't spend a lot of money on them. I just do regular health maintenance to them, all those things I just mentioned. And when it comes time, they say, hey, can you bring a car to the car show? Well, sure. It starts up. Brakes work. The antifreeze is good. If you let it go, if you let the preventive maintenance health issues go on your automobile, I guarantee, Bob, that, in fact, that car will have spongy, soft brakes. You'll get halfway to the car show or down to the wherever you're going, up the hill to tow the toys, and pow, goes a fuel leak. Or it's usually on the newer ones, I get calls with cars and trucks spitting and sputtering and not running good, and they don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I ask, when's the last time that you actually replaced spark plugs? Well, Mark, I replaced my plugs about 75,000 miles ago. What?
Yeah, I know. Well, a lot of the the new manufacturers, you know, have some pretty unreasonable rates of return there as far as longevity of spark plugs and et cetera. I mean, a lot of them say you don't have to change the plugs for 100,000 miles or change the oil, et cetera. But quite often, depending on conditions, those are optimum conditions the manufacturers are talking about. But stop and go driving and driving in different climates and weather conditions all take a toll on your vehicle. How about batteries, Mark? I mean, lots of folks think the winter is the toughest time for the battery, but I know in the past you've told us the summer is a real tough time for the battery.
Actually, heat, yes. Heat, summer heat is actually worse on a battery than winter. Batteries will last in the cold weather a lot longer than they will in the heat. And this is something that heat, not only, you know, your battery, most of these cars, Bob, the battery's mounted underneath the hood with the engine. The engine gets hot, doesn't it? And it gets a lot hotter in the summer underneath that. The motor's running at 220, and here this engine's sitting in that, I call it the oven, underneath the hood. And when you open that, especially you get down to California and Arizona, hot climates, and I had a friend that was in Vegas in November one year, and it was 110 degrees in November. It was an all-time record-setting heat, and they just a lot of the heat wipes out batteries. One thing that we can all do, another tip, you can pop the hood. What's the best way to tell, Bob, to find out how old your battery really is? You know, if time gets away from all of us, we find out that next thing you know, we look in the mirror, and how old are we? You know, it goes by fast.
Certainly does, yeah.
Definitely pop the hood. If everybody would do this today, this evening, even tomorrow morning, you know, you get a free minute, even on your lunch break. Pop the hood, go right to the battery. Some of the batteries, you know, they're all maintenance free. Remember the days when we had to put distilled water in batteries? Those days are long gone. We don't have to worry about it. But the biggest thing you need to worry about is how old. Most batteries are 3 years right out of the manufacturer's warranties, 3 years. They'll last, the warranty's 3 years long, and they'll last 3 years.
That's
a lot of them
right.
Are five, a lot of them are seven. So look at the date on your battery, and if it's old, get her gone, get a new one.
We'll watch that day. More with Mark Evans straight ahead right here on Auto World. You got a mechanical question, 800-259-9231. One of the hottest trends out there are coupe-like sedans, and Volkswagen has a very interesting and affordable alternative. It's called the CC Passat. Here's COO Mark Barnes.
The CC has the great lines of a luxury car and certainly is available at a very, very great price. It's a coupe, but it does have four doors, and it's rather a unique coupe because you really don't see the four doors, but they're there, and they're very nice to get in and out of as well. You get the 2.0T, which gives you 200 horsepower, and so you get a lot of product for the money. It's just a beautiful car. I'm driving one right now myself. I get a lot of people staring at it, a lot of people looking at it, so it's a pleasure to have the car and to tell the CC story.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America, and we appreciate you calling in at 800-259-9231. Our mechanical go-to guy, Mark Evans, is with us, and Matt, our great producer at the network studios, has done some homework on the Model T question posed by the gentleman who called Dan. I thank you, Matt, in California, who wanted to know why the Model T was called the Model T and the Model A the Model A, and the reason is to do with the number of prototypes which Ford produced before actually putting the Model T out for official production, and there were 19 or so prototypes, some of which I have never heard of, but after they came up with the best one, the 19th, they named it after the 20th letter in the alphabet, which is the Model T. And then when the Model A came out, they decided to go back to the beginning because it was such a brand new from the scratch vehicle and so unlike the Model T that they decided to go back to the front of the alphabet. So thanks to Dan at GCN for that information. Let's go to Stan in Iowa listening on KXEL. Stan, welcome. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I have a 98 Jeep Cherokee. And when I go to start it, I turn the key, and I could just turn that key and hold it there forever. It won't start. But, of course, the engine will turn over. And when I turn the key off and I turn it back on again, sometimes a second, third, or fourth time, it'll kick right off, and it'll run real good and everything like that. I put new plug wires in, and I put a new rotor, and I put new spark plug wires. I'm just wondering if it isn't the fuel pressure regulator in the gas tank.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, couple things, Ben. You say when you do crank the key over on the start mode, the motor does turn over and continuously keeps turning.
Yeah, it just doesn't start.
It doesn't fire.
Right.
Okay, there's a couple things. When you go to the fuel rail underneath the hood. It's got a Schrader valve. That's the stainless steel line. Have you looked at that there? And watch, don't get gas in your face and your eyes and such. But take that Schrader valve cap off. It's just like a valve stem cap on our tires. And what you need to do, I don't know if you've tried this yet or not, just take a little screwdriver and all you got to do is push that trigger valve down to see what kind of gas pressure you're going to have come out of there. And that's something that I usually put a rag right there so it doesn't spray all over, because you don't want to start a gas fire either, you know.
Yeah.
But all you need to do is crank it over, walk around, put the rag just so you can see how much pressure is going to spray up into that rag. It sounds like to me, see if you have any kind of pressure at all. You should have pretty good gas spraying out of there when you do push that trigger valve down. And you can go buy your own fuel pump pressure tester. They're not that much money, and it just screws right onto there, and it's a manual gauge with numbers, and just screw that on there, and then just crank it over, and have somebody crank it while you're looking at the gauge. That's a true reading. It'll tell you. And you should have about 38 to 45 pounds of pressure per square inch on that gauge.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like, Stan, that do you have a lot of miles on this Jeep?
60,000 miles.
Oh, that's not a lot. Automatic, of course, on the column.
It's automatic.
It's not automatic. Okay. There's a neutral safety switch, they call it, on the steering column. And when you turn that key up there on that steering column, it's actually pushing a manual rod down into the ignition switch, and you've got the ignition switch there that is electronic, of course, that pushes it's plastic internally, is plastic, and this metal rod that you're actually, when you turn the key, you're pushing the rod down, it goes and pushes this plastic ignition switch down, turns all systems on. That's where the electrical plug-in goes into that switch, and then when you go to start on the very last crank, it's spring-loaded, as you know, when you turn the key. That's what ignites the starter, and that's the very end of that switch is the only thing that's going to ignite is the starter motor and make that starter crank the engine over. Meanwhile, when the starter cranks and that ignition switch, it has to keep the on position on for your ignition module to be on, so the spark plugs will get electric fire. So what we'll find is if your ignition switch, when you turn that key, do this little test for me. Is it kind of a rough feeling when you turn it back and forth? Does it sound like it's got, or feel like it's got sand or marbles or rocks in it?
No. When I turn it back and forth, no, I just, almost like you got to build up pressure or something each time you turn the key.
Okay. That tells me that the ignition switch is okay. The neutral safety switch is a safety switch the vehicle will not start in drive or reverse. And that's also down there, too. You'll see another metal rod that goes off of the other rod I was just talking about that goes into a little round pod, and it's actually pushing a switch, and that's electronically controlled also. And you can adjust that. What that is sometimes a little bitty 5/16 inch screws that hold that on that column, they loosen up, causing that switch to fall down, causing the neutral, so that's a neutral safety switch, causing the power not to let the power go through there, so it doesn't know if it's in, it believes that it's probably in drive and or reverse, and it won't let the ignition turn the engine on.
Interesting. Wow. So what's the solution for this, Mark?
Best thing to do is it's pretty easy to get a mirror. Buy yourself a little mirror. It makes it easier, and a flashlight. And you can go down there and look through the mirror. Just look on the top of the steering column, and you'll see those switches I'm talking about. Make sure that the rods are still in their little pods, the little sockets. Just make sure they're sitting there. And then just take your hand. You won't get shocked or anything. Don't worry about getting hurt or get burned or anything like that. And you can just grab that ignition switch and on top of the steering column. Just grab the two switches I'm talking about. You'll see them. Just grab them and see if they're good and firm and mounted tight. And if they are not, then, again, that's our problem there. And another thing, too, Stan, you can get a 12-volt test light.
Yeah.
And you can go right on out there to your distributor. Let me make it even easier for you. Have you pulled the coil wire off the top of the distributor cap and had somebody crank it over as you see if there's any blue spark, any arcing?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that first.
Yeah.
Okay. Just go right to your distributor cap. Pull that with the engine off, of course, key off and all that. Pull the center coil off that cap and get that position so you can just lay it there and then have somebody, as you're looking at that that little quarter-inch gap that you have, and have somebody crank over the engine. And well, I want a blue arc spark there. And if you don't have that, then we do know that it's back there on top of the steering column and you've got a neutral safety switch out or loose.
Sounds like some pretty good advice.
Yeah.
Pretty simple to do.
Hope that helps you out, Stan. Thank you so much for calling into the broadcast. Let's go next to Peter. Peter joins us in New Hampshire, listening on the business station WBIX. Hello, Peter. Are you there? Peter? Are you there, Peter?
Yes, I was wondering to know about a sticky parking brake. Mark, can you help me? That sticky parking brake, you know, the kind you push down? Well, sometimes when I push it down, it doesn't come back up, so I'm stuck with a sticky brake. You know, it's sticky.
You're stuck and you can't move anywhere. Not good. Not good. What kind of car?
Well, Mark, this is an old T-Bird from 1973. Well, it's got the sticky parking brake. I need some help. Will you help me, for God's sake?
You bet. Is it a pull-type brake?
You gotta help this gentleman. He's got, he's got a real problem. What was the question you had for Mark? Why don't you repeat the question? Mark, are you with us?
Oh, hi there.
Okay, Mark. What's the question for the gentleman in New Hampshire?
Oh, I need to know if it's a handheld pull type brake on that T-Bird. I believe it is, not the step type. Is it a pull type brake or a step type?
Is it a pull type brake or is it a hand, is it a foot brake or is it a hand brake on that T-Bird?
Well, it was a foot brake, of course. You know, you push it on, you push it off. What do you have mind to do?
Well, I think we're going to have to hold this gentleman over into the next hour. Mark, can you hold on and we'll solve the mystery of the sticky parking brake? That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, more of Auto World is straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.